This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 29th. God's word for you today is God of all. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 46, verse 10, and it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world." Life is a mixture of highs and lows. Life is a mixture of ups and downs. And if we do not understand that about life, when we experience valleys or challenges, we will think something is wrong with us. So, people are asking, "Who have I offended?" and seeking to resolve their problems and eliminate all the valleys. Some repent of sins that they have repented for over and over and over again because of confusion. Today you need to understand, nevertheless, that is how life is. The only place where you will not have valleys, where you will not have lows, where you will not have challenges, where there are no viruses, where there is no job loss, and where there is no pandemic, is in heaven. Until then, we are more than conquerors here on earth. Over the next few days, we're going to be contemplating on where God is in our valley situations. About 2,900 years ago, there was the king of Israel called Ahab. Ahab was surrounded by 32 kings and 32 nations led by the king of Syria. They demanded all sorts from Ahab, and Ahab had considered crazy things. But it got to a place where Ahab turned to God. God helped Ahab, and he defeated the 32 nations. Just one nation, Israel, was surrounded by 32 nations. God delivered Israel and destroyed the enemies. A year after, these 32 kings called their advisors and they re-strategized. The advisors said something interesting, that the God of Israel can only fight in the mountains. He is a God of only the mountains. So let's go to the valley and the plains. And God responded. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 28, which says, "This is what the Lord says, because the Arameans think the Lord is a God of the hills and not a God of the valleys, I will deliver this vast army into your hands, and you will know that I am the Lord." God will respond to your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Some people are asking Christians, "Where is your God? Is your God only for the good times?" This is the time for your God to show himself. God is going to answer them in the mighty name of Jesus. 32 nations against one nation. These 32 nations had over 250,000 soldiers, but the nation of Israel had only about 7,000. Yet, God brought the victory. Regardless of how we have been surrounded, even by the unseen enemy, God will give us victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "I will declare you are the only God, the only God, the only God. I will declare you are the only God, the only God I know." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.